Rav said, if bread is found on Pesach, but it's so severely spoiled that it's not possible to tell whether it's chametz or matzah, so if most of the bread in the bread box that you're using throughout the year, where the bread was found, is matzah, then this bread is going to be mutter. In fact, tomorrow, if we can tell that this piece is chametz, then we shouldn't follow the roif. If we can't tell what it is, then why are we following the roif? We should follow the last items that have been put into the box, which were clearly matzah, because it's Pesach. We find that we say this concept regarding money found in the streets of Yerushalayim. We said that the money was lost the day it was found, because the streets were swept every day, and all the lost money presumed to have been found the day that they're lost. Mara says the fact that the bread is so severely spoiled leads us to believe that it may have been in the box for quite some time, and therefore we can't assume it's from Pesach. In fact, if so, we should say it's chametz and not follow the roiv at all. Rabbi said the braisa doesn't mean to follow roiv. The braisa means to say that if many days of Pesach have passed, so that it's possible that the bread placed in this box at the beginning of Pesach, which was matzah, could be so severely spoiled that we can assume that it's from Pesach and it's matzah. If so, in fact, it's obvious that it's matzah. The Gemara says the Braisa is teaching that even if the bread is very severely spoiled to the point that it looks like it must have been there from before Pesach, if many days of Pesach have passed, we can say that the addition of warm matzah on top of the old matzah is what created it to look so severely spoiled, but it's really matzah. In fact, the Gemara, do we really follow what was put in last rather than following roiv? The Braisa says that if we're unsure whether a coin found in the box is regular money or meiser money, we follow roiv. The Braisa doesn't say that the way we look to follow whatever was put in last. Rav Nachman, like I said, the Braisa over there is discussing a case where we don't know what type of money was put in last. As Vid said, that both types of coin were used in the box at the same time, separated into piles, so there is no last coin to follow. Papa said the coin was found in a hole in the box, so we can't assume that was from the last coins that were placed in the box. Rav Yehuda says you have to make a bracha when you make the bedikah. What bracha do you make? Our puppy named Rav says, he says, levayer chometz. Asher kishonim tzoyis zvanu, levayer chometz, to get rid of the chometz. Our puppy named Rav says, asher kishonim tzoyis zvanu, al bior chometz, getting rid of the chometz. So all agree that levayer chometz is future tense, which is a proper way to make a bracha. Machlokes is regarding al bior chometz. In fact, Mara Braisa says that we make the bracha al hamilo when performing a bris, we see that it is considered to be future tense. Marcel, over there is no better way to make the bracha. He can't say Asher Kishonim Tzoyis Zvanu Lomul, because that would infer that he is the only one, he's the one who has to give the mila, which is not true. The moel doesn't have to give the mila. It's on the father. In fact, remember, when the father of the baby is the moel, he is the one who is supposed to give the mila, so he should say Lomul. The Marcel says the father of the baby actually would say Lomul if the father of the baby was the moel. In fact, remember, Braisa says that the bracha on Shchita is Al HaShchita. So we see that this is considered to be future tense, such a lashon. Mar says, because again, there's no better way to make that bracha. If it's what you're supposed to say, lishchait, that would mean to say that he's the one who has to make the shchita, but it's not true. In fact, Mar, yeah, but when the shechit is shechting his own carbon, so he is the one who's supposed to do the shchita, and therefore he should say lishchait. Mar says, in that case, he actually would say lishchait. In fact, Mar Brisa says that when taking a lulav, you make the bracha al natilas lulav. We say he's considered to be future tense. Mar says, lulav is different because the moment you pick up the mitzvah, you're already yoitza. So he's truly making the bracha after performing the mitzvah, so maybe over there, al natilas lulav, it could even lav dafka is referring to future. The more pasuk, the proper bracha on bedika is asher kishonim tzoyis zvanu al bior chometz. Where do we learn this concept that the bracha has to be made before the doing of the mitzvah? Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel said all brachas on mitzvahs must be made over lasa yosan, meaning before they're performed. Where do we say the word over means before? Nachman Yitzchak says the pasuk says vayavras akushi, he went in front of the kushi, he went before. Abayis the pasuk says behu over lefneim, he went before them. Another pasuk says vayavr malkom lefneim, the king went before them. So you see all lashon of before. The Yeshiva of Rav said there are two exceptions to this rule that the bracha is made over lasa yosam, and the two exceptions are the bracha for tefillah and the bracha for tefillah, meaning for going to the mikveh, and the bracha for shofar. So tefillah has to be made after the mitzvah, because when the person, before he goes to the mikveh, he's not in a proper state to make a bracha. So that's why he has to wait till after he goes to the mikveh, then he can make the bracha. But why can't shofar be made over lasa yosam? It can't be because maybe the sound won't come out right, because that thinking should apply to shechita and mila as well. So Rav Chisda said, you're right, the only exception to making a bracha obviously awesome is a bracha on tevila of going to the mikveh. Mishnah said you do the bedika le'or haner v'chulu. How do we know the bedika has to be done by candlelight? Rav Chisda said by chometz it says metzia, lashon of finding. Another pasuk uses the same word and also says by yechapes, searching. We see that finding is done by searching. Another pasuk says by yechapes and it uses the lashon of neiros, teaching that searching is done with candles. Another pasuk says ner and chopes, so we see that there's a connection from neiros to ner. They're both used when you're searching, you should be using a candle. From all this we learn, yeah, chametz has to be searched by candlelight. Why do we need this last pasuk? We already had a connection of searching to Neiros, so why do we need the next pasuk? The first pasuk quoted is talking about Hashem searching Yerushalayim by candlelight. We would think that Hashem searches Kaviyachal by candlelight because he doesn't want to look with a good light, because he doesn't want to find all the averes of the people. But a better, true searching like for chametz, maybe it should have to be done with a torch. Therefore, we bring the second pasuk, which teaches that searching is done by candlelight, even a good searching, and therefore bedikas chametz also is done by candlelight. A braisa says based on the pasukim, bedika may not be done by sunlight, by moonlight, by the light of a torch. It only can be done by candlelight. In fact, Gemara, When are you not allowed to use sunlight for bedikah? If we're discussing bedikah in a chatzah, Rava says that a chatzah doesn't need a bedikah because the birds eat the food. If it's being done in a structure without walls, Rava says that actually in that case sunlight could be used for a bedikah. Rava says it refers to using a sunlight, using the light of the sun, the sunlight via a skylight in the room, and then you're using that for the sides of the structures directly opposite the skylight. So if it's directly opposite the skylight, it would be mutter like a structure without walls. But if it's not, then you can't use the sunlight for that. Exactly why we find that a torch is better light than a candle. Why can't a torch be used? Nachum Yitzchak said a candle can be brought into the cracks and the crevices, whereas a torch cannot. As Vid said, a torch's useful light is behind the one carrying it, because in front is too bright to be useful. Papa said, one is afraid to use a torch for fear of burning his house down, and therefore he won't do a proper bedikah. Ravina said, candlelight produces a steady flame, so it's easier to look with, whereas a torch has a flickering flame, and therefore it does not lead to a proper bedikah being done.